What's good? What's good? What's good, ladies and gentlemen? This is the one and only Ladies Love Avenue, and I am back with another quick drop ski for you all. And today, I want to talk to you all about the logistics of vaccinations. And I'm not talking about vaccinations in general. I'm just talking about anything like anti-venom serum, any kind of thing that you have to take in order to try to heal yourself from, all right? So I'm just talking about the logistics of medicines and medicinal medicines, okay? Earlier today, I was looking at one of the guys I actually follow on Instagram. He talks about a lot of health conscious things. He talks about a lot of nature, ways of saving ourselves and healing ourselves with natural practices, by even going outside and just grabbing weeds off the fucking ground that we're always trying to kill. He basically talks about how to use dandelions and tree roots and stuff like that to actually heal yourself naturally. So as I'm watching those things, I'm saying to myself, I'm trying to, because my mind is always going a mile a minute, and I'm always looking at things in a logical sense. So I was listening to his words, and I started to think, because everything he was saying was making so much sense. And I just can't understand why a lot of people can't really grasp it. All right, so I'm going to break this down. If you get bit by a snake, right, they're going to fill you with anti-venom. The anti-venom has the snake poison inside of it. What their hopes is by doing that is to try to inject the stuff in you into your bloodstream. That way, your body basically finds a way to combat what you got bit by. Sounds silly to basically put more of something in me to basically fight what's in me. But if you break it down, if you really, really break it down, it would make perfect sense when it comes down to other things, right? So he talks about boiling dandelions and eating tree roots and stuff like that. And I don't understand why people don't understand how it doesn't make sense in other folks' minds. Because you're doing this essentially the same exact formula that the scientists have been telling you for years that works. You're putting something inside your body that's already like, okay, I feel like if we consume pollen, right, I feel like we wouldn't be so allergic to pollen. Let me say it again. If we actually consume pollen, because it happens every year, if we consume pollen and just embrace it, you know, because it's coming in the air, we can't stop it. If we consume the pollen, our bodies would be prepared for it and we wouldn't develop allergies. The people that develop allergies are people that are not used to it. People that are not outside and doing stuff like that. That's how I got allergies, because growing up, yeah, I was outside and stuff, but I was in the city. I ain't started getting allergies and stuff like that until I got like in more wooded areas, because I grew up in Atlanta was fucking concrete jungle. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we had trees, but the trees is fucking so separate and apart. Like I didn't grow up dealing with pollen like that. But when I moved to the east side and started being in the areas that has always been country to us, even though they building it up, but it's always, Lathonia has always been country to folks from the city of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I started developing fucking allergies and shit like that. Like when I started getting to the wooded areas. And it's only because your body is not used to it. It's the same thing what they was doing for the whole COVID thing. You know, they're saying COVID is in the air. So their idea was to put a vaccination in you so then your body can combat whatever is in the climate. I took the natural approach. I felt like, okay, if I get sick, it's going to do the same exact thing that if I was to take a vaccination. My body, as long as I'm young and healthy and healthy enough to do that. Now, the people, if your body ain't moving like it's supposed to be moving and doing what it's supposed to be doing, those are the people I was recommending. Yeah, go to the doctor, do all the stuff they're telling you to do. But for the people that know their bodies, I wasn't suggesting none of those things, because the logistics of medicine is all the same. The logistics of drugs are the same. The logistics of drugs, if you find out how opioids are actually made versus how heroin is made, it's the same fucking thing. That's the reason why most people that can afford those drugs or whatever, they end up going to street drugs, because it does the same exact thing. Everybody trying to get money. If it wasn't a such thing of classism in America, then you wouldn't have people trying to do all this stuff. But the drug dealers are doing the same thing that the legal drug dealers are doing. It's always two versions of something. When it comes down to the streets, they got crack and they got cocaine. They got meth and they got molly. It's the same fucking thing, but it's a cheap version, it's an expensive version. So when it comes down to pharmaceutical drugs, you have Tylenol, which is the brand, and then you have like some Family Dollar version of Tylenol. It's still an ibuprofen. You know, then you have the brand ibuprofen that sells ibuprofen. So it's a higher drug and a lesser drug, but they both essentially do the same exact thing. So it's the same thing when it comes down to natural medicines. It's not that far-fetched to think. So don't allow these big-name companies to tell you about your own life, because what they want to do is charge you for everything. They want to scare you to make you feel like, oh, shit, if I don't get it from them, I'm going to die. But I'm here to tell you that the logistics of medicine is all the same, no matter if it's a drug, no matter if it's legal, no matter if it's illegal. All medicines are the same. Okay? So if you got this going on, your best bet is to try to find a way to get the extract version of it or whatever it is that you're going through inside your fucking system. You get what I'm saying? So if you have allergy issues or, you know, you got breathing issues, then you need to try to find things that produce pollen, like male pine cones. Not the thick, fat pine cones, but the skinny pine cones. You got to find them like at the beginning of spring. You'll find some skinny pine cones. You can boil those and you can drink that like a tea. You can do the same thing with dandelions. You can do the same thing with, I think it's, I don't know if it's beetroot, but it's another root that you actually can do it with too. You actually can eat the actual root itself. But it's not that, like I said, it's not that far-fetched to think. Now, I understand people one day, they long to look certain ways and stuff like that because you have got accustomed to it looking a certain way. But don't, you know, you need to have some area in your backyard where you just let things grow naturally. Have some area in your backyard where you can contain some natural growth and you can use some of it, because there's medicine everywhere. God has put everything you need. It's already here. It's already here. Like I tell y'all, this is not a religious channel. This is a spiritual channel. You know what I'm saying? I keep it all the way 100 because we all the same. On the outside, the inside is the parts that's all different and stuff like that. Even though they said opposite from how I said. They say we just, you know, we're the same on the inside. We might look different. But shit, to me, I think we all look the same. Just because we're different variations and colors and shit like that. Nah, we got the same fucking mask on. We look like humans. But in the inside, you might not have a human. You might have this kind of demon. You might have that kind of demon. You might have this kind of spirit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say we look the same on the outside, but in the inside, we could be two different people. All right? Some folks got multiple people in the inside of them. But the point that I'm getting at is that all medicines are the same. And it's best that you just get to the natural aspects of it before your body get doped up and be dependent on these things that these devils are trying to serve you. It's best, it would behoove you to at least just try to research. Try to research as much as possible. Don't get on Google like that, because y'all know how Google does. You know what I'm saying? I love using Google, but y'all know that if you use it so much, it's going to give you a bunch of bullshit. So when you do your research, you got to really, really research. Hit the libraries, you know what I'm saying? Hit different search engines and stuff, because like I say, all this stuff is designed to keep you ignorant. And if you don't want to be ignorant about something, I'm not calling you stupid, I'm not calling you dumb, I'm saying ignorant, that means you don't know, okay? If you want to continue not knowing, that's on you. But if you want to educate yourself, everything is out there, right there for you to access while you can. So take advantage of it while you can. All right? And that's the quick drop for the day. I ain't fussing at y'all today. It's going to be a nice, smooth, beautiful day. By the way, I had like a little crazy, crazy, crazy health scare the other day. I want to let people know, man, make sure you tell people that you love them when you have a chance to tell them that you love them. Because, shit, I could have took my last breath the other day, y'all. I had a fucking carbon monoxide leak. And I ain't smelled nothing. I had no symptoms or nothing like that. But my detector kept going off. And I thought something was wrong with it. I thought it was faulty. So I didn't pay it no mind. The next day, I woke up. And it was still the same situation, but I wasn't feeling anything. So I ended up calling the gas company. They came out, found out it was my stove that had a carbon monoxide leak, actually. and it was at 80%. So I want to tell you guys this story because I feel like I need to tell you this story because some folks don't understand that life is just like that. You could be gone. Just like that. That could have been my last table talk the other day. Just like that. So make sure when you're going out in this world and stuff like that, and you're doing stuff, make sure that you're leaving a good imprint. Make sure that you're leaving a smile on people's face, you know, and doing all the good things that you should be doing. Because you never know when you're taking your last breath. And at the same time, make sure you're treating people good too, because you never know it's going to be their last breath, you know? Just like that. But I feel like I'm here for a purpose. That's why I'm still here. And I wasn't sick or nothing like that. So knock on wood, you know what I'm saying? But I just thank God. Like I tell you, I'm not religious, but I do believe in God. I just don't believe in all the prophecies and all the little other stuff that went on. I feel like all that stuff is relative till now. For now, you know what I'm saying? So I think those stories is relative. And if you take all the magic away, you can actually get something from those stories. However, I do believe in God. So I don't want nobody be listening to these shows and be thinking like, damn, this nigga atheist. I am not an atheist. I do believe in God. I just don't subscribe to the religions. I utilize the rules and stuff of the religions to try to talk to people that claim those religions on a logistic basis. But I am not religious like that. I'm spiritual. So like I said, I believe I was protected. And I must be here for a reason, because there's been plenty of times that I could have been gone. You know what I'm saying? Once, when I was 7 years old, I fell out of the car and got ran over. Another time, I was 18. Me and my ex-wife was riding together, and I got fucking T-boned. Had a slight concussion. It's been times that I could have been gone. So I'm obviously here for a reason. So I'm going to continue to keep giving y'all these table talks, these quick drops. I'm going to keep giving y'all this music. I'm going to keep giving y'all my comedy. I'm just keep giving y'all everything that I got to offer to this world, because I feel like I'm here for a purpose and I must be doing something right, you know, for me to just continue to keep getting saved like this. So y'all keep y'all spirits high. I ain't in no bad mood. I ain't sad or nothing like that. So I'm expect y'all to be. And remember, like I say, look at these medicines in a logical sense. They're all the same. So don't be afraid to try to educate yourself and find out exactly what's going on. All right. Don't be afraid to educate yourself on certain things. If you keep seeing things pop up and stuff like that, then maybe it's a sign for you to actually look into it. All right. And if anybody is looking for certain plants, anything on the line, the best thing for you to understand, if you're just trying to, cause you can actually get a plant app, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to know what to look for, you want to look for things that look like nature. With the male pine cone for the drink like tea for the guys, it looks like a freaking penis. You know what I'm saying? So that should give you a hint like, okay, this is for males. You know what I'm saying? As far as the flowers and stuff, you want to look for flowers that look like stars. Because that's what they're, you know, you got to keep in mind that these things are looking at the sky all day long. So you don't know what kind of power they're getting. Even if you don't want to look at it in a conspiracy theory way, if you don't want to look in a spiritual way or anything like that, you just look at it in a basic logical way. Okay, they're staring at the sky 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So it's a possibility that those things could be copies of, you know, the energies that we see. So when you see circular type flowers like sunflowers, or like some of the weeds are kind of circular, anything that you see in a circular motion that's growing like that, research those, because 9 times out of 10, those are plants that you actually can eat. All right. And those plants that you actually can get energy from. Okay. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful day. Peace, love, and harmony. I'm out.